Evening.
Hello. Welcome to you.
Be a lot listening to you tonight.
I did wonder.
Yeah. Don't need religion. Don't need religion to be good.
I'm sure the people who came with those messages meant well, and it was good, but it's all been twisted and turned. And
yes, don't need religion. Well, that religion, I think, is the unearthly way of looking at it, which isn't quite right. Unearthly way of looking at spirit, which isn't quite right. Does that sound correct?
I don't know. I didn't follow any religion.
Right.
I didn't know anything.
You weren't aware of the spiritual side of it? No? So you had a bit of a surprise?
Yes. But I was a good person.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Did you just not know, or did you have spirit connection?
No, I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't read nor write. Tucked away in the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What year would that have been?
Oh, goodness.
17, 18?
18. I can't remember. Five and a two, I think. Not sure. Forgotten now.
But it's the life you live, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I was brought up on a small farm in the 1930s, so I had some idea of what it's like to be tucked away in the countryside.
Yes. Not with a wicked old man. No. He was wicked. He was. He used to be my mother.
Oh dear.
Yes. And I was made to look after the animals.
So what do you... Sorry.
His belly was always filled with ale.
That's still a problem today for some people.
We still have a few with their bellies filled with ale. Yes.
My mother lived a life that was really hard.
In fear most of the time, I would think.
Yeah, we used to hide from him. I used to hide in the old shed. Yeah.
Are you the only child?
Seen him in spirit?
Sorry?
No.
You haven't seen him in spirit?
No, I don't want to.
No.
I don't want to.
Not even if he changed. Which I'm sure he has.
I don't really want to even know.
No. So the memories are still quite raw. Are they?
Only sometimes, like now.
Yeah, when you talk about it.
Yeah, once you come back.
Yeah.
What do you do in spirit now?
I help those who can't read and write properly. Because I
can't read and write properly.
Yeah.
So you've learnt to read and write since, have you?
Yes.
And you enjoy reading?
Yes.
What sort of are books similar? Are the classics, for example, are you able to read Shakespeare or Wordsworth?
I can read anything I want to.
What are you interested in?
Probably got a much bigger library than we have.
Yeah.
Yes, I like to read about people.
Yeah.
What people used to live like.
Yeah.
Not my kind of life.
Yeah.
I wonder if are they similar books, do you think, to what we have down here, or are they a bit different?
Replicas.
Replicas,
Only yours are the replicas.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're written in spirit first, don't
yes.
they?
Yes. I had a really kind gentleman who taught me to read and write.
Was that in spirit?
I wanted to, yes.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Is it easier to learn in spirit? Is it quicker?
Yes.
Well, that's
once
helpful.
You know how to use your mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different way of learning.
Yes. Yeah. So, I like to help children here as well.
Well, that's good of you.
Oh, I kind of, how would you say, sit by them. Try to help them.
Is that because sometimes parents are caught up in the fast ways of living today, and they don't really get time to sit with their children?
Could be, but some just have a natural block to learning.
Yes.
I like to help all children.
So the children, do they have awareness that you're there?
Sometimes.
Yes.
And I'm going to come back as a teacher one day.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah.
Is that your free will? Is that your choice, or is that something you actually...
We've discussed it, and I have agreed.
Okay.
That sounds nice.
I think there's about another 20 of your Earth years first to go. Yeah.
And then, are you able from spirit, are you able to watch part of yourself then reincarnate? Are you able to watch that journey, or does that not happen?
No, I cannot see. It just happens. I go to the level where it happens.
Right.
And then I'm born.
I see. I've always been inquisitive about that, as to whether we actually are aware when we're in spirit of the next life, or whether...
Yeah, you have to agree to
reincarnate. So you don't have any influence over that next life at all, do you?
Yes.
You do?
If I didn't want to, I don't.
Right. But when you say you want to come back as a teacher,
yes.
You must already be aware that that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. I know that's what I'll be. That will be my next reincarnation. Because that will help me, it will help others, and it's been talked about by some that I call elders.
That's interesting, because I have a great wish while I'm here on this life to come back as a doctor. So when I do pass over, and I still have that enormous wish that I could help, then that I can make that happen.
You will be trained in spirit if the desire strong enough, and if that is what you really wish to do, and it is a way to move you forward, then that can happen.
You're silent now, aren't you?
I'm being overtaken by someone.
Ah, yes, it's changed a little.
Yes. I don't know what's happening.
Well, we do. We understand.
It is a teacher who comes through to us sometimes with your instrument. If we don't get the opportunity, it's been very nice to have you, and thank you for coming.
I'm being told to leave.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you
so much.
That was really helpful. Thank you. Good evening, Sally.
My dear friends, it is as always good to join with you this time.
Likewise. It's good to have you too.
My intentions were not to speak, but I felt it necessary to help the soul who came to speak to you. Because although they have been in spirit with us for some time, he is still quite a young soul, in as much as his knowledge of spirit goes. So he was beginning to feel a little confused by the questions.
We're sorry if we did that.
No, it was meant to happen for his sake, for his understanding. So that he could take back with him an understanding of how you speak and think today. Although he has contact with many children, it is on a very childish wavelength, you might say.
Very simple way.
Yes. And although he knows that he will reincarnate, he still needs that time to grow a little more spiritually.
As we would say here, it's almost like a maturity in some ways.
Yes, yes. Therefore, I felt it necessary to step in and to overshadow him just a little. But your awareness of me is pleasing to us. That we are now recognizable to you in the way we present ourselves to you.
It's very clear to me. Yeah, it was as if you were sat behind him.
Yes. You have seen this evening the growth of a spirit who came to us from a lifetime of poverty and deprivation. A soul who innately was good and kind and felt strongly the injustice of that lifetime.
That was his initial conversation to us, was that not all, I think he must have been listening maybe to our initial conversations.
He was, as many, many were. This evening has been a time of listening and learning for many.
Wonderful.
So, if the need to speak feels great, please do do that amongst yourselves, because there is always a reason for it within this room.
Max, you've proved, or we don't need proof, but yes, that's manifested itself in that one visitor. But when we came into the room, there was a need between us to speak of the things we did.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is good. It shows many that to be able to speak on various subjects, even to disagree with one another, is acceptable.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. And for many, even in our world, that is necessary for them to know and understand.
I see. We really are a two-way connection, aren't we?
Indeed. Indeed we are.
Mm.
So, my dear friends, that is all I needed to say to you this evening.
Thank you for popping in.
Do you get disagreements, Selima, in your side? Is that what you're saying?
Not disagreements, as you would know, but differing points of
views. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. People come to us with many ideas.
Yes.
Instilled from an earthly life.
Yes, the earthly one, yeah.
And you do not suddenly become, as you would say, spiritual.
No.
They have to work through many issues.
Yes, we have so many different religions, don't we?
Yes.
As we were already talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
Their beliefs can be so strong sometimes that it takes a little while for them to recognize that it is like an unwanted coat that they can easily discard. But that recognition does come.
That could take, in our time, some years, I should imagine.
Many, many, many of your years, yes.
Gracious.
Wow.
I imagine the,
we don't need to
the hierarchy of the religions would find it more difficult.
Yes, sometimes. But there have been many who have known but not spoken verbally whilst on earth about what they know. Because sometimes you have to understand that these people, what you call meditation and they call prayer, are one and the same thing.
That's something that's always struck me. Because they are spiritual beings, and when they ask for help and they're praying for other people, they must receive the truth, and they must. Yeah, I can understand that entirely.
It is just their dogma.
Yeah.
They have to release.
Yeah.
But yes, many of them are spiritual people.
Mm. Also, you wonder if sometimes there's such a strong sort of social what's the word, where they feel they belong to a social group, and within that social group there are certain rules and norms, and they don't want to rock the boat. For them, the social side of it is more important than actual truth.
Yes. It, in time, with many religions, grown to such a status that they do not know how to let it be.
No.
many of these, what you term religions, have started off with very good and pure intentions. Mm-hmm. But whether by greed or money
or control,
it has gone astray.
And fear. Fear comes in.
Unfortunately, fear has been a big part of many, many religions.
Yeah.
Many religions and our wars, I think.
Yes. And it is so hurtful to many in our world to see those suffer with those fears and so much disharmony in your world because of the religions that are with you now.
We're sad too. We're sad for that too. It will change.
It already has begun. But you cannot take thousands of your earthly years and change
in
a moment of time.
You can't compress it that much. You can't condense all those thousands of years into one earthly year.
But be generous of thought to those people within those religious groups. Because I feel I can say to you that the majority of those people are good human beings.
Yeah, they are. We recognize that.
Yes. So always keep that in mind. And as the gentleman said, it sometimes is the hierarchy in all of these things. That is wrong.
Yes, we're aware of the various, shall I say, campaigns that have been mounted from spirit to try to steer things in the right direction.
Yes.
And that includes the Mary visions at Fatima.
There has always been, my dear friend, instances where we have tried to help those on earth to become better people, more loving and generous in their daily lives.
I would like to refer back to that question of the third prophecy of Fatima.
Yes.
You'd probably like to talk about that another time because it's quite a lengthy.
Yes, I will be happy to discuss it with you. Of course I will. But not this time.
So, a little while back you did mention that some children that are being born are going to be spiritual children and come through in a spiritual way. Was that right? Did I get that right?
All children born are always spiritual.
Yeah.
They are closer to spirit than they are to your earthly lives. What probably I said was that the world in general is becoming a more spiritual place, but it is a very slow progress.
I think that was mention of input of new soul material.
Yes. That's right. But all of these things take time.
Yeah.
And I probably said to you that patience is a very big word. Yes.
Well, apparently men haven't got much of that, so the girls have it. So,
yes, well, I am aware of earthly troubles, and I do not intend to make any comment.
No.
take my leave of you, my dear friends. And until we come together again, I enclose you always with my love and my protection.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for popping through.